standing here again today, this year, to oppose the rubber stamping of the Offences Against the State and the Criminal Justice Act in our Criminal Code. This has become a moot point every year, but I think it should be still be opposed because we cannot simply give a carte blanche to the government on this. The right to silence and the inference included in that right, being available to all citizens, is and should continue to be a cornerstone of our justice system. It is true that this motion being put forward has assumed de facto permanency, and the continuation of these offences is just a routine part of the criminal justice architecture in our state. It has been roundly condemned by human rights groups all over the world, rightly so, because the undermining of our civil liberties affects all our citizens, whether they will ever be before the courts or not. It is wrong to give the government the impression that it can carry out these things whenever they deem fit. There are reports laid in the library that these bills are supposed to be based on, and frankly, the reports, I believe, are not fit for purpose. They give the bare minimum of information that the Department of Justice probably deems is required to get these motions through. It's a good job that the reports are not up to much, because they only appeared in the library on Monday, and if they required a proper or full study, it would probably not be possible anyway. At the very least, we need a report that gives a breakdown of why we need this law, what it contributes to our system, and what are the possible alternative measures that could be carried out to preserve the integrity of the criminal justice system in a way that protects our citizens and preserves human rights. And previous speakers have outlined some of those already. And I think that would do us far more service to this country to actually consider those and put in place a system to ensure that those rights can be dealt with and that people can actually be treated properly. Over the years, the Special Criminal Court has become where the state can guarantee conviction regardless of the soundness of the evidence that it has presented. What it has become is that solicitors will not bother to put forward a defence or challenge evidence because they know that the outcome will be a conviction anyway. Now, you could argue that that is not the fault of the court or the fault of the government, but it is symptomatic of the way that the court is set up and required to run. And that is the point, I think, in all of this. And maybe that is the intention, that it will mean that no one will challenge the evidence or lack of evidence in the situation. I think that's vitally important because this undermines our whole justice system and the whole presumption of justice as people can be achieved in the state as things stand. And it leads to a situation where the criminal justice system and the lawyers that are supposed to operate that system don't bother because they know there's no point. Because regardless of whether they put forward a counter-argument or not, the court will guarantee a conviction because that is what it's meant to do. And the state is quite happy with that. And we, as legislators, are supposed to be happy with that too. And we're supposed to rubber stamp this every year for you to allow this to happen. And the reality is that is wrong, and that's undermining everybody in this state, and it's undermining this whole house here as well, that we have allowed the system to come up, to continue on. I don't believe that the people that are tried in the Special Criminal Court couldn't be convicted in the ordinary courts. I believe they could. I believe it would be far better for our system. It would be far better for our democracy that they would actually done, and it would be far better all round. And those people would still be in jail and would still be convicted. And that's the reality of the situation. The difference is that it's a bit harder. The difference is that the state has to put work a bit better. And that's the difference. And that's what I think this is doing, and what we're doing in this system is getting it over and making it easy for the state to do what they're doing. So I'm opposed to the blanket endorsement of these pieces of legislation and believe that it contributes to the undermining of all our rights. And that's vitally important, and that's what this House has to stand up for.